Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, it's so important what happens in our heart. Oftentimes, people have a disconnect about what's going on in their heart. Mm-hmm. And Proverbs 4:23 tells us to, above all else, above everything that's going on, above all else, to guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life, the wellspring, the source of life. And in Matthew 15, really interesting, the Pharisees were hanging around, and they came to Jesus in Jerusalem, and they asked him, why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? They don't wash their hands before they eat. Well, why do they do that? See, the Pharisees at the time were focused on traditions. They were focused on religion. They weren't focused on relationship. Mm-hmm. And so they're concerned about, I mean, can you imagine Jesus? Really? Did you just really ask me why my disciples don't wash their hands before they eat? is this the question you want to ask me? You know, so you want to redo on that one? You know, religion is focusing on the outside while avoiding what's going on the inside. Exactly. And many have settled for an outward life, an outward actions that have an appearance of godliness, that have an appearance of doing and saying the right thing. But let me tell you, friend, Jesus is not looking at your outward actions if they don't match up what's happening on the inside of your heart. Mm-hmm. What's happening on the outside should match what's happening on the inside. But if there is a discrepancy, and all we see is these outward religious actions, but your heart, it's all about your heart, because that's who you really are. At the core of your being, we're not what we do. It's what's happening in our heart. And in verse 10, Jesus called the crowd to him and said, listen and understand. What goes into a man's mouth does not make him unclean. Don't focus on what you're eating. I mean, there's dietary, and you can eat stuff, and it's healthy and all that. Don't focus on that. It's not what goes into a man's mouth that makes him unclean, but it's what comes out of the mouth that makes him unclean. It's what's coming out. The Bible says that out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. The good man brings the good things stored up in him, and the evil man brings the evil things stored up in him.
That's right.
And the question is, what is your heart filled with? What's in there? What is it? Because what's in is definitely going to come out. He says, above all else, guard your heart. Protect it. Stand watch. Because let me tell you something. It's going to come out. And he goes on to say in verse 18, but the things that come out of the mouth come from the heart, and these make a man unclean. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander. These are what make a man unclean. But eating with unwashed hands does not make a man unclean. It's not about this outward stuff. It's not about hands and religious experiences. Listen, it's what's going on in your heart. It's what's going on in your thought life. It's what's going on in the inner man. God doesn't, you know, we can't get it twisted.
All right.
We can't get it twisted to think that religious behavior is going to save us. It didn't save the Pharisees. And they were the most religious, quote-unquote, people of the day. They had the phylacteries, and they had the robes, and they were the ones that were leading everything in the temple. Even Jesus said, listen, do what they say, but definitely don't do what they do.
Exactly.
They're saying the right stuff, but their doo-doo, their actions, are not matching up what's going on the inside with what they're saying. And it's important for us to have a heart check, you know? Yeah. You need to check the heart. The heart matters of the heart, however way you want to say it, but you got to really understand that that's exactly what the Lord is looking at. You know, he talks about the Pharisees taking care of the outside of the cup, but the Lord is looking at the inside of the cup, and the Lord is so high. When he looks down... He's not looking on the outside. All he sees is what's on the inside.
Oh, yeah.
He's not looking at the little decorations and all the things that you know.
All the fronts.
The fronts and all the stuff that you hooked up there.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm looking on the inside.
Yeah.
And we can start today. We can start today to say, you know, Lord, I want to be pure in my heart before you. I don't want to go through the motions. I don't want to live one more day going through these rehearsals and this form of godliness and putting up a show. God, I want to know you in my inmost being. I want to know you at the core of my heart, and I want the meditations of my heart to be pleasing to you.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis, to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation and this nation by God's grace to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.